did not know where to take the diuk. And then I came across a sefer, a relatively new sefer from Rabbi David Cohen, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Hebron. And he and Baruch Hashem, he was, had a very similar, the same diuk, and he develops it very beautifully. So we're going to take a few minutes out to look at this. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Chanukah. Rambam tells the story of Bivayu Sheli Kishemolchu Yovin Gozu Gzerus Al Yisrael Ubot Ludosum. This is the only time the Rambam tells the story of a day. The Rambam does not tell the story of Purim. The Rav used to point out, because the Rambam, in the Hakdama to the Yad Chazaka, he says that his Sefer will take care of Torah Shebaal Peh. As long as you have Torah Shebechsav, Navi, and his Sefer, then you have Kol Torah Kul. He was very much criticized, because that was one of the reasons for the burnings of the Yad Chazaka, because it was misunderstood as if the Rambam meant to say you don't need Gemara, you don't need Mishneh. Clearly in Hilchas Talmud Torah he says you have to spend a 30 day learning Gemara. But he meant that a person who may not be able to spend the time and the effort, he can still have access to Kol HaTorah Kula. So therefore, because the story of Chanukah is in Gemara, the Rambam had to record it. It's part of his own mandate, his own charge. The story of Purim is Kisvei HaKodesh. It didn't have to be recorded. But since he offered his Sefer as being a Bimkoim on a certain level, so therefore he had to record the story. And the Rambam records also here, it's a very important line, Mechozra Malchus Li Yisroel Yeser Al Masayim Shon Anchor Vayishen. We want to focus on Kishagavru Yisroel Al Oyeveyim, right? Again, the first halach is Botlu Dosom Li Nichu Osom La Sokvid the return mitzvahs Poshtu Yod Mamonim of Nisayim Nichtus Heichel Portsu by Protus with Timu Atarus Sorlem li Yisrael ma'ov nevneyim. Lochtum lachatz godol ad shirichem aleim alakei v'seinu v'yishiyim. Alright, then v'ayin l'chash meinom. U'kishengover Yisrael alevayim v'ivdum v'chamisha v'esrim v'chodesh kislayim hoya v'nichnesu l'eichal v'leimotsu shemen tor v'amikdosh v'lopach echot v'lohoye boi lahad l'kele yim echot v'lvod v'liku mimenu neve samarocho shmonu yomim ad shekotshu azeisim v'tzio shemen tor. And that's how we usually understand that the nace of the 8 days, because that was the time that was needed in order to be able to make new oil, the machleges v'silu v'shamay, whether one is ola or yore. U'mipnei ze hiskinu chachom shemoy seidor Shushumainas Hayomim Ho Elu, Shetrilosan Melel Hamish Vesum Kislev, Yeme Simcha Bahalo. O Malikin Vendeiris Be'erem Al Pizchei Botan Beholaila Valaila, Mishmoinas Alelois Laharis Ula Galais and Eis. The Yomim Elu Nikron Hanukkah. Then a stream Esperitanas Kime Apurim. So what I thought was one of the points the Rambam was making was Sheyu Shimona Sayom Elu Yimei Simcha Mahalo. When it comes to Purim, the Rambam is not right, because Baruch Hu, the Chazal made a day of Purim, and on the day of Purim, we have Simcha Mishmi read the Megillah. The Rambam writes the mitzvah to read the Megillah. There's a mitzvah to have a Suda. Right? Over here, the Rambam writes, Hiskinu Yimei Simcha Mahalo. Instead of the Rambam writing, Hiskinu L'smoach V'yomim Eilu, Hiskinu L'kroa Halel, it seems in the Rambam is saying that Chazal established a certain identity to the days. Yimei Simcha V'Halo. V'yomim Eilu, Heina Nikron Chanukah. V'yomim Eilu, Heina Nikron Chanukah. It also sounds like Chazal established a certain identity for the days. V'heina Surin Besvim V'tainis Kimei Apurim. Again, it seems that the Rambam is saying, once the days were established as Chanukah, so then, and they were established as the Meisimcha Hallel, they became also Behesper Natan, as opposed to saying, it's also that fast, like Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Masvidin, the Ein Mis'anin, Be'en Chanukah. I thought, the reason why I thought that this was important, is because that explains another halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam records all the halachas of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah, which in itself is a ha'orah that has to be understood. We would sooner put the halachas of Hallel in Yom Tov Deiraisa. So that the Rambam thought the right place for Hallel was in Chanukah certainly means that the Rambam understood the definition of the days of Chanukah is Yemei Hallel Veidoyah. Probably means more than that, but at least that. Number two, the Rambam puts Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah before he puts Halachas Aneiros. Again, because once the Rambam defines the days as Yemei Hallel Veidoyah, so then that has to be understood first. Halacha L'masa, we practice that. How do we practice that? Halacha L'masa, there are halachas of Pesumei Nisa that go beyond Halachas Aneiros. For example, with another halacha of Pesumei Nisa on Chanukah. You know that? No? The Haftorah, right? We chose Haftorah and Shabbos, even though Chanukah in and of itself is not the Machayev of the Kriya, but the Chazal chose, and the Rishonim explained, because that is a further kiyum in Pesumei Nisa. Chazal went Keveya Haftorah, but apparently Chazal understood that once the days were established as Pesumei Nisa, so then Chazal, or Minig Yisrael, could expand the notion of Pesumei Nisa. Possibly, Halukas Aneiros in the Beis HaKnesses. It's not Halach at all. And Minig Yisrael, we say a bracha minhagim, certain kinds of minhagim. It's the same idea. How did we pick up on this idea of a new Pesumei Nisa? Dafka Beis HaKnesses. So apparently, once Chazal said, these are days of Hallel Veidoyah, so then Klal Yisrael can say, I'm going to be Makayim that aspect of Hallel Veidoyah in a certain way. Chazal could say it. When the Rambam records the halacha of Hadlokas and Eiros Chanukah, Ein man lik in der Chanukah kodesh tishka chama. Ela imshki yasa. Lema achrim lema gdimen. Has to be imshki yasa. So there's a discussion, what does imshki yasa mean? The beginning of shkia, the end of shkia. Shulchan Aruch writes imshki yasa, that's Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, b'sayf shki yasa, b'sayf shki yasa. Which means, also a question, how is that different than Mtseis HaKechavim? So some Rishonim say, no, it's the same thing. Seif Shkiyasa, Mtseis HaKechavim. Others say, no, Seif Shkiyasa means that it's the end of Shkiyah Rishona. When a time has two Shkiyas, the Shkiyah Rishona is, Shkiyah Shni is 72 minutes, Shkiyah Rishona is probably 20 minutes earlier. Depends, that's the classic formulation of Rabbeinu Tam. There are those, most notably associated to the Gra, that saying the Rambam really meant in Shkia Sacham, Shkia Shkia. The Rambam meant Sefi, he would have said Sefi Shkia. Shkia means beginning of Shkia. Madlik Vailech Ad Shetich Lavegel and Ashok. Kamu Zman Chasisha Yosef. Omer Zman Zayin Madlik. Now, this is an unusual formulation. If there's we have a mitzvah to do to light Neiros at night. Shraga Betira Mimahane. Doesn't help to light a candle during the day. Good. So Chazal said at night. He's supposed to read the Megillah at night. The Rambam does not write Koirinus and Megillah im Shkiyasa. The Rambam says Koirin b'yema b'layla. Shekol alayla kshera. So obviously, it's the reason Makdim the Mitzvah, you read it as really possible. You don't dray around. And you can't eat before you read the Megillah. Good. That's the Chazal gave a certain time. Then we have Mitzvah's reason. And then we say, first Mishnah Brachah, so we might say, I'm not sure if we say it, and Legame Chatzos, then we say it on Meshach. Fine. The Rambam has Kriyashva. Korim Kriyashva, the Rambam does not say Kriyashva, Malayla, Korim, it doesn't say Imak Demon. Right? Strange Lashon. That Ein Malikin Koidim Shetishka Chama. Strange Lashon. Don't lie to you. You shouldn't make Kiddush before it's Shabbos. Right? That attack you could be, at least then you could be Matana Shabbos. Right? You shouldn't, the Rambam is not right. Don't eat matzah before Leil Pesach. Right? The Rambam also does not say we eat matzah in Shkiyasa. All right, eat the matzah at night. So over here, the Rambam seems to say Chazal at a different kind of formulation for the din of Hadlokas and Neiris. Number one, Koidim Shetit, don't light a Koidim Shetit Shachama. Do it Imshki Yosem. And, Leima Achim Leima Akdim. It's not a din of Zerizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs. It's some special din of catching the time. Shochach Oyhizid Vloyhidlik Imshki Yosachama. It's already been the other day of din according to Ram. Why are people, why the Talmidei Agra, why are they Eish L'Hava to try to get it Mamish B'Shkia? Because this is a Rambam. The Rambam holds similar to the Rambam Shita of Tzvila. The Rambam holds davening Tzvila Behenei Sachama is not a din of Zvizim Akdimim. That's L'Chadchila the Gedin of Tzvila. So the Shita is a Rambam. So Rambam apparently holds over here Shita Sir Rambam is to be madlik neiros as the day is coming in. Shochach, you missed the moment, you weren't there. I see God. You have another half hour. Oh, Yoser. Oh, Vizmanzen, the madlik. So what's Hezra Adover? What's Rambam clearly saying? Is that apparently part of the din of Hadlokas and neiros is that's the way you're supposed to begin this day of Hanukkah. It's like a kviyas yom. Would it be, would Chanukah have Kedusha, we'd call it Kiddush. Right? Halach of Kiddush is, that's how we're Mekadosh today. Gesakadin, you can't be Mekadosh Shabbos too early. What does it mean? You can't be Mekadosh Shabbos before Pagan Mincha. After Pagan Mincha, you can be Mekadosh Shabbos. The mitzvah of Mekadosh Shabbos to be Moisef Kedusha the Shabbos. Is that right? That's because Shabbos is Kedusha. When Shabbos is Kedusha, you can extend the day. If there's no Kiddush, you can't extend the day. Right? You can't say, I'm gonna have a long Tuesday. Doesn't mean anything. In a college, it means that you have that's a Friday schedule, a Thursday schedule. So you can do it in college. But outside of college, you can't say that we'll give Tuesday a Chalashem of Thursday. And we'll make Thursday go till... have a Friday schedule, and we'll be kaveh Friday, Tuesday afternoon. Outside of college, you can do it. But Kiddush, you can extend Kiddusha. If there's no Kiddush, you can't extend the day. That's how I understand the Pshat. This Mitzvah Shabbos is a tumult, whether one does Neiros before Havdol or after Havdol. All right, different Shittas. Minhag Yisrael is that in Shul, we do Neiros first, and then Abdullah. And at home, we do Abdullah and Neiros. So Muskul Mishan is, you do Abdullah first. How can you light the Neiros? It's a Neiros. To unlock on Shabbos. So the Sar is, Shabbos is out, and Neiros coming. Good. So why in Shul do we do Neiros first? What's the source that minute? Because of COVID Shabbos, to be Ma'achar Reitzor Shabbos. What's Pshat? How can you say I'm making Shabbos longer? I'm doing an Issa Deiraisa, but Lux and Eris. So what's my Shabbos longer? Because I'll make a late Malav Malka, right? I'll say I'm out a little bit later. I'm not making Shabbos later. Who are we fooling? We just did an Issa Deiraisa. So clearly we had to say I'm out because we finish Shabbos. So I think the Pshat is the following, that Shabbos is the only situation where a person, where we have control over making Shabbos longer or shorter. You can't make a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday longer or shorter. Shabbos, you can make, I can make it longer or shorter because we're in control of the Kedusha. So the emes is that once we light Nevus Chanukah and we strike the match, Shabbos is over. If it's not over, Mechal Shabbos has to be over. It has to be after whatever it says you keep, whether it's 42 minutes or 50 or 70 minutes, now whatever it says you have to wait that long. That was the Brisker Rabbe, that even with all the Hidurim, with all the Ziz Makdimin, with all the this Rambam, he still kept Shabbos, the regular time he kept Shabbos, and he lit afterward, because that was the Konas Chazal. But we can give cover to Shabbos by expressing the idea that we'd love to make Shabbos longer. It wouldn't make the fact that it makes sense in the context of Shabbos to say that idea, that gives cover to Shabbos. Even though Lemaise we're not making Shabbos longer. But the fact that there is the possibility of extending Shabbos, that shows that Shabbos is different, and that gives cover to Shabbos. So when the Rambam says that you got to do it im shkiyosa, and certainly if the Rambam is to be taken, like the Gro takes it, mamish with sunset, then it means that part of the mitzvah lokas nevuschan is the kviyas hayom. Not kedusha, there's no kedusha, but kviyas hayom, to establish, to say this is the second day of Chanukah, this is the third day of Chanukah. Of course, that's what Rambam means. So that's what Rambam says. Don't do it before Shkia. If there would be Kiddush, that's how you can do it before Shkia. And we paskin, you can do it b'di evan, b'shasa, you can do it till Pagim Mincha. Why? Why? Because heyos, that there is a Friday in every Chanukah. So Chazal had to say that you could light Neiros Chanukah before Kabbalah Shabbos. So Chazal had accommodated, had to do something with Chanukah. So Chazal had to say there is an inyan of creating Chanukah before Chanukah. So therefore, some Rishonim said, therefore that must apply to every single day. Others said, no. Others say, no, that's for one day. There were 8 days of Chanukah with two exceptions. Right? Friday and Matzoi Shabbos. Kachak Tiknu Chazal. And other Rishonim say, no, that means that Chazal must have tweak the entire mitzvah in this way. Whatever it means is, the fact that the Rambam says that ein madlikin kodesh etishka chama means it's oilel da'atenu. How can you oilel da'atenu? The only time you do something before the day is when you want to extend the kedusha. So that means that there's the part of the aspect of avadlokas aneiros is kviyas yom. So we thought, oh, maybe before, no. Has to be mamish im shkiyasa. Because if you're ma'achr and you're ma'akdim, then you're going to miss that aspect of Neves Chanukah. So the Nias Daiti, and that's why Shachach v'loy yidlikim Shkiyas Achama. There's still a mitzvah for Pesach Menisa. He didn't blow the mitzvah. You blew one aspect of the mitzvah. So the Nias Daiti, that's what the Rambam is pointing out. Hayoyis and Chazal established Chanukah, not in a dissimilar way to Purim. That on Purim they were kaveya mitzvahs, and they told us to keep the mitzvah on a certain date. When it comes to Chanukah, they were kaveya that the days have significance. The days are called Yimei Halal Vedaya. Whenever you say Halal on Chanukah, then you're mimakayim an aspect of Pirsumei Nisa, part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is from a farsim and nes over the course of these 8 days. Chazal said, we'll give you specific ways to fire some aneis. Hadlokas aneiros, halal. According to some, he may simcha mishta, parties, according to others, no. What happens if a person, Shulchan Aruch Ramah writes, if a person has a mesiba on Chanukah? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, so say zmiris, say tishbachis, say divrei Torah. What happened all of a sudden? That's perishat dover. Chazal were not kaveya the day is a day of sudas. But if a person has a suda and says, this suda is lefar semenes, is a kiyam, and the Yimei Chanukah. I have a huge cash in this, and that is that the halach is that in Purim, if a person did not say the Shechayonu, v'shaz kriyas Megillah, then you can say the Shechayonu anytime during Purim. So that bothers me. Because l'chayra, the halacha should be, if he didn't say, if what I'm saying is correct, that if he didn't say shechayonu on Trisa Megillah, so say it when you give shlachmanas. So say it when you have the Suda. Right? The fact that you can say any time sounds to me that by Purim as well, there's a certain kviyas yoyim. Which Rambam does not seem to dispel it. So tzorachi, I don't understand. And Gavi Chanukah, we davka say the shechayonu during the havlaka, during the riyah. So that doesn't bother me so much because it makes more sense to say the Shechayonu at a time when there is some kind of Pirsimanes. So Chazal can say, wait till the Pirsimanes. But that's the one thing which concerns me in this Mahalach. But L'chayra, the two Rambams go together very beautifully. All right. Now, the question is, but where's it coming from? That's where I got stuck. What's the Hezra Dover? So Rav David Cohen points out after he's medayik the first, he doesn't discuss the hadlokas and theirs per se, but he is medayik at the beginning of the Rambam. So he puts together, and again, I'm unsure of this, but he points out the following. He points out that the Lorm Yudum Aburim, we know from the Ramah quotes the Maharomi Prag, that if a person has su'udas on Hanukkah, in addition to the presumeyanes of Hanukkah, it's to celebrate the days of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash during the times of the Chashmeinom. We have evidence that Chazal were koveya 8 days of celebration during the times of the Chashmeinom. And that was to celebrate the reestablishment of the base of the Avodas on Mikdash. There are different nuschois. There's one nusach that says that we actually rebuilt the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach could not be used. The Ran quotes, Nikra Chanukah, Hashem Chanukah Samizbeach, Kedamrinim Beperka B'Yishmol. The Beis Chashmeinoi Gonzu Anvei Mizbeach. They took apart the Mizbeach because of the Avodah Zorah used the Mizbeach from Avodah Zorah. So they wanted to build a new Mizbeach. V'lechach Nikra Chanukah. Then the Marami Prag. He quotes the Mordechai that in Megillas Tanis, Kovu Yomtif Mishum Chanukas HaMizbeach or Zeruah from the Medrash Rabbosi that the Yemei Halo for Chanukas HaMizbeach and the Meshech Chochma points that Maloist as well. All right. So Machoseh, it would be nice if the Rambam would say it. But in other words, what the Rav David Cohen is suggesting is that the reason that they're called Yimei Chanukah is because they are days of Chanukah Samizbeach. Hezra Adover, is that whenever we build a Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to celebrate the Chanukah HaMikdash for several days afterward. In Chumash, after the Mishkan, 8 days of celebration. 8 days of celebrating Chanukah Samizbeach, right? For 7 days and went on to the 8th day. When we built the first Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech, Malachim, Perek Vav, then there, Perek Zayin maybe, the Navi writes that we kept 7 and 7. That's the Nusach. 7 days of Yom Tov and 7 days of Chanukas HaMizbeach. And then on the 8th day, we left. So apparently it seemed to be 7 carrying on into the 8th day. And the Megillas Tanis, I don't know about the evidence of what happened when we built the second Beis HaMikdash, I couldn't find. But says the Mordechai that that's what happened b'mei HaChashmeinom as well. All right? So it stands to reason that there was a Simchas Chanukas HaMizbeach then. That could be what the Medrash means. The Medrash says, "Alayla Shalem Alayla Shalim Omele Kislev. Right? Alayla Shalim Lecha. Why? Because at the time of the Mikta and the Mishkan, so we had all of the materials we needed for building the Mishkan in Kislev. And we should have built the Mishkan in Kislev. And we didn't do it because Gishbaruch wanted to wait till Nisan to celebrate the same day as the birth of Yitzchak. So the Nusach of the, I think the Medrash, I'm not sure, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, Alay L'Shah, what did Kishbaruch Hu give, what was the payback? The payback was Kislev. Why the payback? Because what Kislev was missing was the Chanukah HaMizbei HaMishkan and the 8 days of partying. So Kishbaruch Hu says, I have a choy, I'll take care of my choy. David Cohen goes a step deeper now. Explains the following. The Choyra, this is not a good explanation of the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam talks about Halakas and Eretz. The Rambam says the 8 days were because of the 8 days of the Nes, what we call the Nes Chanukah. Right? So Rav Dov Kohn explains the following. He says the Medrash writes, we know that Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis, Miyoyim Shechoram, Shabbos Chof Beis. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Yeah. Mosiv Rav Sheshes Mechutzla Peroiches HaEidus Yaroch. You have to set the menorah up outside the Peroiches. Gmara V'chila Oirei Tzorach. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need light? V'aloi Kol Arbom Shon L'Sholchu B'nei Yisrael V'amid B'lei Holchu Elu L'Oirei. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us his own source of light, the Ananim. Elu Eidus Yilavoy Oilom. Shashchina Shoyver be Yisrael. My Eidos. Eidos he leboy olam. The menorah is an Eidos. Leboy olam. Shashchina Shoyver be Yisrael. My Eidos. Where is the menorah giving Eidos? That Shchina be Yisrael. Omar Rav. Zu ner maravi. Shenoisin bo shemen kemidas chavrisel. Every day, the Kohen would clean out the menorah in the morning. That was the Ikar Avoda of the menorah, was cleaning out in the morning. And then he would leave the Ner Ma'arovi lit. And he would come back at night, and the Ner Ma'arovi was still going. And he would light from the Ner Ma'arovi. Tanais, every single day. The Ner Ma'arovi was Lo Nichba. And Rashi quotes there in this Gemara of Hachitanan, Nichnas Umotza Neiris Mizrachim Dolkois. He found, when the Kohen walked in, he found them lit. Midashena Mizrachi. He would clean out the eastern ones. Umei Niach Es Ma'arovi Dolekshem Imenu Ma'alik Sam Neru Bein Arbayim. Motsu Shekobo Kigoin Mishemeis Shimon HaTzadik. If he found that it did not light, Madlikoi Mimizbeyacha Oila. So from the time of Shimon HaTzadik, well after the Chashmei Noam, sometimes the Ner did not light. Sorry, the Shimon HaTzadik was earlier than, before the Chashmei Noam. Before the Chashmei Noam. So the Rashi is pointing out to us that during the second Beis HaMikdash, sometimes there was a Nes, and sometimes there wasn't. Till Shimon HaTzadik, there was a Nes every single day. Arai, the Shekhinah was with us. After Shimon HaTzadik, sometimes there was a Nes, sometimes there wasn't a Nes. That's how Rav David Cohen points out, he says, that's a pshat, that you have midrashim that say that there was no shechin in second Beis HaMikdash. Miyoyim shechorav Beis HaMikdash leishor seshechinah b'Yisrael. Right? That was one of the distinctions between the first and second Beis HaMikdash, shechinah. On the other hand, it sounds like from this Rashi, that sometimes the Ner Ma'arovi was indicative of the Shechina being there. So the Reno Chaya says in Parashat Yigash, David Cohen points out, he says in Parashat Yigash that Ein HaKavono, it doesn't mean that there was no Shechin at all in Vayisheni. And it brings Rayas. But it means that in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina was always there. It was Todir. Ela Shleihoya Shleishorsa Shom Todir Kemoy Bebayis Rishin Ela Choyfev. It wasn't there all the time. So again, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, what is Eidos Hi Leboy Olam Sheshchina Shruya B'Yisrael is a Ner Marabi. During Bayis Rishon, every single day, and during Bayis Sheni, not every single day. Not sure. Sometimes, but Sheshchina was Choyfev, wasn't as close as in the first base of Mikdash. So, Hayotzim is there. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses the menorah in order to show Shechina Shruya. Just like, of course, the Pnei Yeshua, also in Shabbos, in Sugi of Chanukah. L'chach nira, Ikar HaNeis Le'inase Ela Lo'idia Le'mchivas Amokoyim Aleyim. Visrachesh lo nisa beikir inyan shenegalu geula shlema miyad sineim. Since the Bnei Yeshua points out again that the nais, as we said yesterday, the nais of the Pach HaShemen was extracurricular, right? We didn't need it, right? We needed to survive. We needed to survive the Chashminov. We needed to get rid of the Shmalach. But nais Chanukah. Pach HaShemen. We would have, Klal Yisrael presumably, would have made it, would have survived, maybe even thrived without this particular nais. Tzorachian, right? There were so many kashas al pidin, we didn't need it. All right. So why do we have it? So Bnei Yeshua suggests, just like the Rashi says, that when we built the first, when we built the Mishkan, it was an indication of the Ribbon Shem coming back. We're over the Cheder Egel. The Cheder Egel is behind us. That was one of the simonim of the Mishkan Medrash, quoted by Yaakel. So similarly, the Bnei Yeshua says the same thing over here. Sho'emim Yisrael kisvu lechem al keren ashor she'ein lechem chelek b'lokai Yisrael. The pressures of the Chashmon, of the Misyavnim and the Yevonim was that we should declare, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's finished with us. Ein lechelek b'lokai Yisrael. Hashgacha, nisev, shina, shuya, done. We've exhausted all of our zchuyas. And gozu behem kama shvodos. So achshav shenigalu. So now that we have triumphed, so the triumph has to be not only with the military victory, not only with the religious victory, but we have to, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to show that whatever averus there were that brought about the Golus Yavan were beyond it. All right? So therefore, it's Davka the Menorah which shows Shechina Shruya. The Mishkan shows V'shachanti B'seichem Shechina Shruya B'Yisrael. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Chavivas Kadosh Baruch Hu extended to us. That was the Simen. Chet Egel is behind us. We built Bayis Rishon Hashra Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing he's living with Klal Yisrael. And we made a Simcha to celebrate that. Comes Golos Yavon, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show that he is, he doesn't say this, but one could suggest that this is Pashat, after Golos Poras Umodai, so he built the base of Mikdash again. So once again, when the Shechina came back to whatever measure it came back, it was a sign that the 70 years had achieved their Kampara, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu extended his Chavivas. When it comes to the Golos Yavon, so the Rishonim quote Bo Fritzim Halalu applies to Yivanim as well, not only to the Romans. Then they came into Beis Hamikdash. We know they couldn't find a single pach. So what were they doing? What was their metame? Was they were doing a Avodah Zarah Yivanim in Beis Hamikdash. There was a period of time during the Yivanim we didn't have the Beis Hamikdash. You couldn't use it. That's why he had to rebuild the Mizbeach. Bo Pritzim Chalalua. Came in Shibbo Pritzim Nasachulin. So that was true for Golos Yomin as well. So that means we lost the Simon of Chavivus, of Ashrei Shechina. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us back by the Neis of the Menorah, that Neis of the Ner Maravi, which is a Simon Sheshchina Shrui Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it back, Kefal Kefalayim. That for 8 days, we'll have every single Ner becomes a Ner Maravi. So the Simcha that Klal Yisrael had at that time was similar. This is the suggestion of David Cohen that at that time Klal Yisrael celebrated the renewal of the Avodas HaMikdash in the same way that we celebrated the Hakamas HaMishkan, and that we know we celebrated Bayis Rishon, 7, 8 days of partying. 7 days going into the 8th day, 8 days of partying. And it stands to reason, because at the core of the celebration is a celebration of the Shechina coming back. So now that we had a simon that the Shechina is back with Klal Yisrael, albeit probably in the Bayis Shemitika fashion, so it made sense to be to celebrate. And they said that's why in Al Nisim we say v'komu yimei Chanukah elu lehoidois ulhal l'shimcha gadol. There's a few other diyukim. Yeah, and he pointed at Rashi in Chagai. Pretty good bekiyas. Chagai Perek Beis Pasuk Vav. Pasuk says Kichoy Amar Hashem Tzvois Od Achas Ma'athi Vani Marish Es Hashemayim V'Sa'orz Yom V'Sacharova. One more time, I'm going to create this thunder, this Rash. Rashi Ani Marish Benisim Hanasim Livnei Chashvinoi. Rashi, v'yavinu sheshchinosi shoyre bebayis zeh. And they'll know that my Shechina is back here. He says, that's why it's pshat in the most sur, b'nei vina yimei shmoina, kovu shirinonim. That it was a certain havana they had. What is tam? You need b'nei vina to understand that they celebrate a military victory. You need b'nei vina to understand that they're able to do mitzvahs again. You need B'nai Vina to understand that when you have Neiris Chanukah again, so that's, and when you have Neiris Chanukah and they don't go out, it's not Stam in order to make sure that we have the Neiris lit. Because that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda was Alpi Din, we didn't need to have the Neiris. All the Kashas, you all know all the Kashas. That Tum Hudra B'tzibur, so we could have used Tum HaDik Alay. Oh, we certainly were potter if we didn't have the kashas of whether the shaman is even whether miraculous shaman is good for adloka. All the kashas, the point is that the adlokas haneiros that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us question whether it's for the sake of the kiyum mitzvah. No, it was for the point of having that this was the siman of Ashrei Shechina. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that the chavivus that he had for Klal Yisrael was back to where it was. And that's pshat that we say Alay l'shalem es kislev. There is a Masech Tosefim that the Magen Avraham points out. Masech Tosefim writes that we should light Neiros Chanukah pishkiyas achama simen ledover. Simon Ledovar, because the Pasuk in Mishalach, that the Omod HaEish, was with us, Omer HaOnan was with us during the day, and the Omer Esh was with us at night. What's the connection? So, I believe the pshat is that the Masechta Sofrim is saying either Masechta Sofrim is saying that the precision with which the Omer Esh left us and the Omer Esh began, that was how we began the day. That was the Kviyas Hayom, Kviyas Halayla. How do we begin the night? Omer Esh. So just like the Omer Esh begins the night, Omer On begins the morning. Are they around? No, that's it. So that's how they had Lukas and Eris. Or it could be also an expression of Chavivas. That just like the Omer On and Omer Esh was a symbol of continuously being with us, so the Neiris Chanukah could celebrate that. So that's what Rav David Cohen suggests is, again, so what we began with, the din of Imshkiyasa. And we suggested that means, I'll give you another raya for this yisod, is that the Rambam, the other time, to my knowledge, where the Rambam has a din of doing a mitzvah, Bas Cholas Hayom, is Sfiras Omer. The Rambam writes in Tmina Musafim, Mitzvah Seil Espor, Sheva Shabbos Tmimus, מיום אבוס אומר שנאמר וספרתם לכם ממחוס השבת שבע שבוסס ומצווה למנוס היומים עם השבועס שנאמר תספר חמישים יום ומתחילס היום מוינן לפי חוך מוינן בלילה מליל שישה עושה מניסה ומתחילס היום מוינן again it's not a din of reason like even the mitzvahs the din is you're supposed to count as much that is possible l'chayra what it means l'chayra means that he's supposed to identify this is the 23rd sphere. So once you convey the day as being a certain character, do it from the beginning. That's in halach also. Halach lemaisa, where do we discuss a mitzvah, and we discuss whether it should be done after shkia, after how far after shkia, sphere saimer. So first we suggested that the Rambam establishes that Halakas HaNeiros it has another aspect of establishing the Kviyas Hayom, that it's not a din of Zrizim Magdina. And then we said that the Rambam seems to say that Chazal were Koiveya, that Chanukah as Yemei Chanukah Elu, as opposed to the Chazal establishing mitzvahs, and the you do the mitzvah on that particular day. It's along the lines of the Ramchal that just like the Torah establishes character at the time, Chazal did that when it comes to Chanukah. He probably says it when it comes to Purim as well, though. And then we suggested, so, but what is the significance of this observation? How do we understand that Chazal, what would be the point of Chazal saying these are days. Halacha l'maisa means that we can introduce different forms of Pesumei Nisa, and there's still a kiyum. That Pesumei Nisa is not limited to specific activities or actions. But the actions that are mefarsam and nes over the course of several days, they are kiyum in Pesumei Nisa, which other Rishonim would not say necessarily. Right? In other words, if a person decides, l'mashal, to have a suda and to discuss in Yom Chanukah, I'm not sure if other Rishonim would say that they're nikiyim at all. A kiyim in the Ma'arami Prague's Chanukah Sefer, otherwise. According to Rambam, that's what the Achreidim say. They say Divrei Torah. So you have a suda smitzvah because of Divrei Torah. In Rambam's thing, it could be this is a kiyim in Pesumei Nisa, like of Torah. How do we understand that? So the Rav David Cohen is explaining is that the Neis of Neiros Chanukah was similar to the event of Hakomas HaMishkan. And just like Hakomas HaMishkan, his Alpidin had 7-8 days of celebration, so Chazal understood that Hakomas, that Hadlokas HaNeiros Chanukah should was treated in the same way. We have evidence for that. then the next step is the Chiddush. Because there is, we don't celebrate, we do mark by Minhogim, Kriyas HaTorah, not saying Tachnon, the 12 days, the 8 and then the 12 days of Chanukas, HaMizbeach, being of Nisan. We do. Right? But there's no Inyan of celebrating. Chazal did not make it into a day of celebration. Here, this is the Chiddush, which is only one piece that it's hard to find established well in Rambam, right? In other Shemim, you do have it. That Chazal established the marking the days because as a zecher for the 8 days of celebration that took place at that time. Right? In other words, the dots are connected pretty well till this point. That the menorah was a nace of showing Ashur Shechina, that's Gemara and Shabbos. So this is mamish the event that happened from with some measure frequency during the second base. That was the event. That was the event of Shachavit Ashur Shechina. Good. So now we're celebrating Ashur Shechina. So now there is our halacha of celebrating the re-establishment of Ashur Shechina. The next step, right? That's the one chiddush that we could use another masmer, so to speak, another dot. So the gap between the two dots is not so big. So you can that Chazal established these days as days, not just as an event of, not just as a mitzvah, because Chazal want us to remind ourselves that we celebrated those days as days of chibur, of reunion of the, and again, the idea that the fifth day and the sixth day means it was weiter the nace of Ashur Shechina on the fifth day, and weiter on the sixth day. Not only, this we'll discuss next time we have an opportunity, it wasn't only the idea of, we had 8 days of nace. It's more than that. We had 8 days where every single day Kadosh Baruch Hu did a nace which shown Ashur Shechina. It was multiplying the simon 8 times, so that required eight different celebrations. And that's the chiddush of that Rav David Kohn imposes in this Rambam. Good. Let's finish up this Nakuna and the Sugya. And the Machlaikas that the Kovitz Shurim points out in the Sheet of the Kibetzes between the Ritva and the Rashba. Gonav the Shabbos, the Tovach Bechoil. What's the din? Good. Again, Gonav b'Shabbos v'Tavach b'Choyel. So what's the din? Gonav b'Shabbos with Chilul Shabbos. Our Gemara discusses the Lashon of our Gemara Hoye Gedi Gonav Loi, right? V'Tavach. So Rashi says, "Be gone away the erev Shabbos, the tava." Right? How you get the gone perish for erev Shabbos? V'chein dik lishna u'mia lav davka afilu b'Shabbos, even if it was stolen al yidei chilul Shabbos. And he gives examples. V'chein kosev ha-ritva gedi gonav loy pirush Rashi shoyu gedi gonav loy me'er Shabbos hachim v'lishna lav davka hu aden im gonav v'shabbos v'lei be'er Shabbos kegoin, he gives examples If a person was mechalal Shabbos with the geneva itself, hekshim aforsha. If I say if he stole on Shabbos with chilul Shabbos, so come lemid rabbi vinei will take away the chiyuv tashlumin because of the chiyuv misa, and ein kan geneva, no tvicha mechira. Correct? Good. In other words, a person's toveach on Shabbos, so that's knas. So the fact that he was mechalal Shabbos ayidei tvicha, he could still become chayav knas, right? Because right now we're working Reb Meir, who holds that when that kumli does not apply to knas, and therefore is chayav. What happens if the geneva was done al yidei? The geneva was done. Diktoni gonav v'tovach b'shabbos the potter. Afilu gonav b'shabbos v'tovach b'choel nami. All right. So he stole it on Shabbos. He stole it on Shabbos, presumably with chilul Shabbos. So he's not chayiv in tashlumin. And now he shechts it on Sunday. Kevan the tovach b'choel. Afal gav shegonav b'shabbos b'shas shenis chayev v'nafshay, kevan dakati islei be'en, kol heicho de isa v'shus de morei isa, v'ashtu de mechayev, se v'dvom de ramachadesh against the Ramban. That one would be chayiv dalet v'hei. As opposed to the Shita points out, Mishum dekeimon dekvar neschayiv v'kerin nimshach basrei nami haknas. Avol olam the kenas b'lchud lo yerminon meis u'mishalim. Get it clearer. Gona v'tavach. Different examples of how you can be Mechal Shabbos with Gneiva. So the Ramban says that if he was Gonav b'Shabbos, if it Tovach b'Choil, the Pashas of our Sugya is that he would not be Chayiv, correct? Because Gonav b'Shabbos, with Chil Shabbos, he's not Chayiv Teshlumen, right? And if there's no chiv karen, then there's no dalad vehei. Right? That's a pashtus. Correct? Because dalad vehei chiva below beis begimel. Good? So far so good. So it says the mitzvah that he would disagree. Maybe even in Rashi. Kevan the kat, why is that? Kevan the tovach b'choil. Afal gav shegonav b'shas b'shabbos b'shas shen ischayv v'nafshay. Kevan dakati islei be'en. Since the gnev is be'en kol heicha de isei b'shus de morei isa v'hashta hu de mechayiv a gnev v'tvicha. The next lashon is similar lashon. Umisparin kol kama de loy tovchoy. Vishusa de mori havikoy. The yofa kivin zal, misparin de var, vikosa, a difficult gemara. So again, what are we looking at? Gonav b'Shabbos, b'chilu Shabbos, potu mita shlumen. Does the shechita on Sunday, is he chayiv dal hay or not? So we would say Pashas can't be chayiv dal hay. Pashas, no. Says the Ritzvog that he is chayiv dal hay. Why? Because, what's his about Dover? How did he explain it? Why is he chayiv dal hay? Even though he's not chayiv in Karen? No? So he would say the tzvicha becomes a maisa geneva, and he is, and even though you're right, Shabbos, he's not a chayiv b'chlal. But on Sunday, when he shechted the animal, he took the animal out of the world, so then he did a new maisa geneva. Why maisa geneva? Because it's still b'shusei demore. Now, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? What are they disagreeing on? Gemara says, "Ein geneva kan, ein tvicha mechira." Right, finished. The long you give eger. Never time to go into the time. You can look for the Rav Chanan. That's interesting, kasha. But just to get this machlekes, what is? How should we understand the machlekes? Which is easier to understand? What's the point in which they are disagreeing? Go ahead, Nikhil. So, but the fact is, it is Harish Chofanecha, right? The animal's still there. He hasn't made Kinyan Geneva yet. Go ahead, explain. The original Baal doesn't have access to it. So therefore
that's the tzad to say it's no longer his
reshus. And therefore the tvicha is?
Is not a device that you do.
So then, again, the machlaikas is, the machlaikas could be of, the facts are, that the animal is in the reshus of the ganav. The fact is that the animal is still in the category of hareishul chol lefanecha. Mamoini gabach. The fact is, it is harder for the baal to get to the animal. Okay, now, given all those facts, we have a machlekes as to whether it's considered to be a new maisa gneiva or not. The facts are all the same. All right, so one will say, well, it's called Rishus Adamari, not Rishus Adamari, but those are just terms. The fact is, Harei Shel Cholof Anecha, and it's hard for me to get to. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? Im Ein Kan Geneva, Se Ein Kan, Se Tzvicha, U'mechira Ein Kan. Right? So Rashi translates that to mean, if you're not chayiv in Karen, you cannot be chayiv in Dalan Vey.
So does Tzvicha make a new Gneva, so to speak?
Right. L'chori, that's
the second time you shecht, is there a new Gneva that kicks in?
And what would, so, what would, why would it be considered a new Gneva?
It's an expression of Bailus?
Right. Okay. You know, the ganef is he's making kinyana now. He's now no longer chayv to return the poor. He's going to return only the money. Right. Okay. But in terms of the balance of ganef, you're correct. In terms of geneva, though, no. What would you say?
Vidam
Kananu.
When he's going to take that literally, that's your point. So it's your animal. The Tom Shabbat, you just now tie up to the Nigzal. It's yours now. So when you Tavayach Bechal,
And you've Tvech and Shabbos. So Komlid Ravinei means that you're not going to be Chayev Teshlumen. Right? So the Rashba says that the Komleim and Rabba Minei makes it Ki'ilu. It now belongs to the Ganav. Mm-hmm. Yes, it belongs to the Ganav. So then Tevichu Mechira doesn't apply because of the drosha of that has to be Tebeach, the animal demore. Right? And the Ridva says, no, it's still considered to be the tzvicha of the animal of the ganavs. All right. So again, so what's the nekudas amachloikas? The Rashba is discussing again. They're both saying the same thing. They're both describing the same facts. The facts are he stole it on Shabbos. He's not chayv in tashlumen. Right? On the other hand, even though he's on Chaim and Tashlumen, on Sunday, the Rashba would say it's no longer Meshusei Demorei, because he's on Chaim and Tashlumen. The Ridva would say he is Chayiv and Tashlumen. Why? Not Chayiv and Tashlumen. It's the same din. He would still call it Meshusei Demorei. So what's the Nakuda? The Rashba says this is not Meshusei Demorei. The Ridva said, is Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Right? Apparently, everybody understands that Tevicha Mechira is either an extension of a Maisa Geneva, because now I'm taking the animal, not only out of Rosh Hashanah, but I'm taking it, until now, I could have returned the animal. Hareshul Alvanecha. Now, I can no longer do Arei Shalcha Manecha. Good. But the facts are all the same. So given that the facts are all the same, so why would one Rishon say that it's not Rishusei Demorei, and the other say it is Rishusei Demorei? So Yoni wanted to say Pshat is, how far do you take the din of Komen Rav Minei? That's how some Rishivas put it. Kom le rab means I'm potter from tashlumen, right? But does kom le midrabine make it ki'ilu that there was no ma'aseh gneiva b'chlal? Ki'ilu that all of the ramifications of the monetary aspects of ma'aseh gneiva are not there. So if you say that's one mahalach. Kom leimid rabba minei means that I'm not going to mechayev teshlumen now. No, how did that work? But I'm a ganav. I have your property. Why can't he say Arei Shalcha Lefanecha? Because I'm chayev misa now. So therefore, I'm not a ganav anymore. Therefore, it's not your animal. All right? That's what the Rebbe is saying. Kol kamad leitovchum b'shuzin mori kavi. I'm part of a teshlumen. That's what. Basic cannot be machayev me, but Komli does not reinterpret that the Maisik Neva wasn't done. I'm still a Maisik Neva. On the other hand, if you say that Gonav b'Shabbos b'Chilu Shabbos v'Tovach b'Yom Rishon, I'm put to why? Because Ein Kan Geneva. What do you mean Ein Kan Geneva? Ein Kan means that the din of Komle mid Rav Minei didn't simply take away a chiyuv tashlumen, but the fact that Beis Din cannot get your shore back because of a chiyuv misa, right? So it means that the Komle actually restructured the Maisig Neva and made it only into a The fact that there was Chilul Shabbos overpowers all of the impact of the Maisik Neva. So that's an important nekuda in the Suya of Kom Rav Minei. There's different ways of looking at this. You could see this as a machloekis in what's pshat and dal in Shechita. Is Shechita Hashlomas Gezel or not? That's Rav Chaim's approach. But since we're doing the sugya of Kum Ramine, so it could be that this is a deeper issue in how to understand the impact of Komle. Once Komle removes the Chiyuve Tashlumen, is that all it does? Or does it restructure the event so that the Chiyuve Tashlumen should not logically be in place? So that's what the Sama Achreinim Limshat. Called Komle Tovcha Meshusen Marikoi, because Komle doesn't change the facts of Gneiva. All Komle does is says Yan Chayiv, the ramification of Gneiva. So in Pshat in the line of Ein Kan Gneiva means Chiyuve Gneiva. But the Rishonim will hold that Gonav B'Shabbos V'Tovach B'Choyel means I'm Potter because Komle Ben Rabba Minei actually established the behemah and my rishus, so that means they learned pshat that Kol Avinei restructured the Maisig Neiv itself, and that's how he became potter from Tashlumen. So Mimela, that fits. They would say that's pshat in Emein Kan Geneva, because Kol was able to potter me up only by saying the Torah. In this case, ignores the Maisig Neiv. Good. So we finished on a Nakuda of